The Oxford English Dictionary has had a number of children. It's big, and of course you can't put it in your pocket. Even in its current form, it's 24-odd volumes, if I remember rightly, each of them sufficient to weigh down a decent-sized car. Not quite, but they're huge. So, what do we do for smaller dictionaries? Well, the OED, the Big Oxford, has been cut down. There's a small version called the Shorter Oxford. In its book form, it's two large volumes, and even they won't fit in your pocket, and you'd put them in the cupboard and you wouldn't have them on the desk because they take up too much room. Then that gets cut down again to the Concise Oxford, which you can put on your desk. It's a desk dictionary, and of course it doesn't have as many entries or as many quotations, but it's sufficient for its purpose. And then finally there's the Pocket Oxford Dictionary, which is a small version which might be used in schools. So although the Big Oxford by itself cost Oxford University Press a very large amount of money, and probably the Big Oxford hasn't made a profit, the smaller Oxfords, all of them, and there are now various ones, all deriving from the main work done in the Big Oxford, they do make a profit, and so they pay for the Big Oxford. There are now Oxford English dictionaries for a number of varieties of English, for example, New Zealand English and Australian English. An editor for those looks at what the local editions might be and takes, say, the Concise Oxford and adds entries to it for the local variety of English. So the Big Oxford English Dictionary is the granny, if you like, and there are a great many children of one sort or another. And as the Big Oxford increases in size and more information comes to hand and it gets expanded, so all of the descendant dictionaries are able to be updated and the publisher makes a profit, which publishers normally have to do, and the buying public gets a whole group of dictionaries, all of which have been properly researched.